Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. My name is Gigi Stanley. I am your host with the most happy news every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is about you and me. It is about cultivating positive thinking and presenting family-friendly topics with invigorating happy talk and happy thoughts to empower your mind, body, and soul in totality of happiness. Today, we have a very special guest here with us. His name is Russell Voigt. Russell is a member of Gateway Four Squares Church in Salem, Oregon. He has lived in Salem, Oregon for 38 years, married with two children. He is surrounded by the impeccable scenery of mountains. He equates this mountainous surrounding with the oasis of God's creation, a sanctuary. He enjoys activities such as golf and soccer, but his greatest passion is being a servant leader for the Lord. He is fulfilling that servant leadership passion at Gateway Four Square Church by serving as a board member, community outreach chair, and Awake Me Now workshop retreat chair. Need I say more? I could, but I won't, because I have that special person right here on the line to share his faith with us. Welcome to the show, Russell Voigt. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gigi. Boy, I couldn't have said that any better than you did. I appreciate that.
Well, you are so welcome. I know that you are a man who is faith-driven, and I know that you are on a mission for the Lord, and I would like for you to share with my audience a little bit about you and how God has directed your life in the path that you are traveling today.
Well, you know, keeping it short for the show, because, boy, there is so much that God has done in my life. I guess basically I would say I try and keep things pretty simple, and I think the Lord wants us to do that, to keep it simple and keep us focused. I didn't always know the Lord, and lived most of my life thinking I had control of everything on my own. And through some circumstances, I found out I needed to lean on the Lord. And in the process, I found out that He's actually been carrying me all along. And so now it's my time to share His word and share His love in the way that I can now look back and see that He has always been loving on me.
Well, we know that without Him in our lives, He is the one who brings us the happiness, and this show is about happy talk, so we want to spread the good news. You are a member of Gateway Four Square Church in Salem, Oregon. Will you share with us your mission at Gateway?
Well, at Gateway, we have an overall mission of just wanting to love one another, and we do that through the things that we do, the way we try and act around people. And I don't mean act as in a facade, but act as in how we really truly live our lives. You know, we have our targets. We believe in the faith, in family, finances, freedom, and fun. And those are the five F's that we try and follow there.
Well, I also know that Gateway Four Square Church is not a church that's really known around the world. Could you share with us what is a Four Square Church?
Well, you're probably getting a little bit beyond my true knowledge of a Four Square Church, but I do know that the Four Square is a global community, and they have great international missions, and it all trickles down and or even starts from, depends on how you want to look at the scale, on a local level. So the four squares, what that stands for is Jesus as our Savior, as our baptizer, as our healer, and as our soon coming King, as the four corners.
And you are a board member of Gateway. What outreach projects are you all looking at in terms of reaching the community and the world?
Well, actually, I just finished my term as being on the board, so I would have to say I would be incorrect in saying I'm currently on the board because I'm not. I just left. But as what we do at Gateway, the word, I guess the buzzword would be to be global. We're trying to be global while at the same time being local. So we have outreaches to some missionaries in Laos, in Africa, in Poland, but we also try and reach our local community, and we've been able to do that through here in Salem, a group called the Salem Leadership Foundation, and we've been able to make a partnership and say, you know what, they want to help us, and so since we're right around the corner from a middle school or a junior high school for some people, they said, why don't we connect with them and our local neighbors and see what we can do to just be there. We have a building. Let's use it. We have love. Let's use it. And so we've been able to do a lot of community projects and step up and just see what we can do to help the kids especially, but families in need.
Well, how long have you been a member at Gateway Foursquare?
I believe my wife and I, well, actually, my wife has probably been a member of Foursquare most of her life. We used to, when I met her, we would go to a different Foursquare church on the other end of town. Then when we moved to South Salem, we found Gateway Foursquare. And so we've been a members of Gateway Foursquare for, oh, I'd say about 5 years now.
Okay. And at the church right now, you all are in a very deep Bible study throughout the entire year. Could you share information in terms of how you all are, I guess, arranging that on a Sunday basis in terms of Bible study? And I think that the book that you're reading from in conjunction with the Holy Bible is The Story.
Correct. The title of the book is called The Story. And what it really is it's not giving a author's perspective of the Bible. What it is it's rearranging the Bible in a story manner. So it's chronological. And for people like me who are not very good at, I would say, getting into the Word every day. Not to say I'm not with Jesus every day, because I'm praying to Him all day long, but finding the time to read my Bible or understand some of the chronology of the Bible isn't always easy for me. So with the story, it's going in order. So each week we're going through a chapter. And we're on, I think, chapter 6 this week. And so we started in Genesis, and we've been going through Exodus. And it's just really neat to see and read about the stories of the Bible and have it come across in a way that I can follow it in a story pattern. And then on Sundays, the pastor will preach from the Bible, but a little more in depth about what the story is. But he'll be pulling scripture directly from the Bible. And then after that, during the week, we have life groups that people can attend and get even a little deeper about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. So does that mean you go into other people's homes and also discuss the story in addition to what is covered at church?
Absolutely. We're taking like recently we talked about Moses being at Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments and his followers and how they fell and they fell into sin. And so we were able to, you know, a sermon can only go so deep, and then we can get in our life groups and we can talk about how does that relate to us in our lives? How can we talk about our story and how that relates to what God's story is, and how do we combine the two to find his true love?
Now, in the setting of where Gateway Foursquare Church is located and where you live, it is in the center of the, help me to say this correctly if I'm saying it wrong, Willamette Valley.
Very good. Willamette Valley, yep.
And you are surrounded by numerous mountain ranges. And I have here that you see your location in your relationship with God and the setting as being the oasis of God's creation. How do you enjoy that beautiful surrounding? Because I also have that you enjoy golf and soccer. So in addition to delivering, taking the word in the house of God and taking it outside and enjoying his wonderful creation, getting it out into the community, how does Gateway utilize this glorious surrounding?
Well, if you're not familiar with the Northwest, it's actually a very mild climate area to live. And with that mildness, we don't get the extreme heat, we don't get the extreme cold, or the humidity that maybe some of the other nation gets, the rest of the nation. So what we get to enjoy is you know, the typical for us is anywhere from like 30 degrees to 80 degrees is our year. And so with that mildness, we get to have green trees, maybe a little too much rain for some, but we have beautiful mountains and snow, and snow skiing is very popular out here. I live down in a valley, so we have a lot of fishing. And then, like you said, I like to play soccer. I like to play golf. There's a few months out of the year that there is no golf because of the rain and wetness, but it's very beautiful out here. The mountains are just amazing to look at.
And will you tell the audience who the pastor, the senior pastor is of Gateway Foursquare, please?
Absolutely. Pastor Greg Schaub is our pastor, and his wife, Stacy, lead our church, and he's done a great job. He is an incredible person at not only remembering your name, which I always find amazing. You meet him once, and he'll remember your name forever. It's incredible. But he's really got a heart for new believers, and you come through that door, and you'll be hooked once you hear him.
Well, I have, something that I pulled from the Gateway Foursquare church site, and it says that you are a church with a vision to connect people to Christ by cultivating an environment of worship, discipleship, fellowship, ministry, and evangelism. And the church mission is to transform the spiritual climate of the Northwest by equipping believers, developing leaders, planting new churches, and sending missionaries into the world to spread the good news. Equate that with what is happening now at Gateway with the upcoming workshop called Awaken Me Now.
Well, at Gateway, we have a saying, and it's even printed on one of our walls. It's called Know Jesus Personally, Grow Purposefully, and Go Passionately. And so with those in mind, we host a workshop called Awaken a couple times a year. And this workshop is a workshop that is, it's about gaining freedom. It's an awakening of your heart and the spirit in you through several processes and teachings through facilitators and staff, but it's really about the participants that come in. It's not a study guide. It's not a life group. It's 4 days of going deep with your walk with Jesus and understanding maybe some different viewpoints of what Jesus really loves about you that you may not see. It's an amazing workshop. I can go a little deeper if you'd like, or depends on how much time you got.
Well, I would like for you to go a little bit deeper, but we are going to take a brief break and let the audience know how much Jesus knows our name and how much he loves us. Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gigi Stanley. I'm your host with the most happy news from coast to coast. Today we are talking with Russell Ward. He is a member of Gateway Four Square Church in Salem, Oregon. We were talking about his mission, his upcoming retreat called Awake Me Now. Gateway Four Square Church is about making an impact in local and global communities. So, Russell, welcome back. Could you share more about this upcoming retreat?
Absolutely, Gigi. If I could go ahead and give the website, if anyone wants to look it up, it's called awakenmenow.org. That's O-R-G. And we actually just got that website up. There's some video testimonies and things like that. Right now we're located in Oregon. We do some workshops in Oregon. We are looking to expand interstate as well. So please feel free to send emails and let us know what your thoughts are and how we can do that. As far as the workshop goes, what I like to do is use a metaphor of your car. So let's say you're driving along in your car and everything seems to be okay. And think of that as your life. Everything seems to be okay. You're living your life, going along, but at what, 60,000 miles, your car manufacturer says you need a tune-up. Well, your car's running fine, you think. So why do I need to do that? But what happens is you take your car in and they change the filters and maybe the plugs and, give it a tune-up of sorts, and you get your car back, and it's amazing how much better it's running at that time that you didn't realize that it wasn't running at its optimal level. And that's the way I see our spiritual lives. We get caught up in thinking, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm walking my life, and Jesus loves me. I know I have the Lord. But why not give him a chance to speak into me a little bit more and give me that tune-up? Let's not wait until the check engine light comes on. God's always there when it does, but he wants us to actively search him out. And so that's what we try and do at the workshop. We say we try and give you that tune-up. And through all the prayer, one of the things we focus on is not praying on our fears or not praying out of need, but we're actually praising him. Can we just praise him for the situation we're in, whether it's good or bad, because he's teaching us something at that point in time, and we get to use that for ourselves and for others.
So I would summarize what I hear from you is that awakening now is a workshop or a retreat that will rejuvenate your faith so that we who believe in God, who are Christians, can experience, continue to experience God's love, His hope, joy, peace, a relationship with Him, healing, and freedom. Did I miss anything?
No, there is so much that goes on that I can't even begin to put into words, because even our staff has their own workshop going on during the workshop. God works in these workshops in a way that it's addicting to me, because I've seen everyone from, let's say, the person with the check engine light on. Sometimes they're pretty obvious. Or there can be, we've had ex-cons come through. We've had presidents of companies come through. We have pastors come through. Everyone in between. And he touches every one of these people. And I have yet to hear one of them say, it was not worth that 4-day investment to learn what God has touched them in after those 4 days.
Well, it also seems to me that Awakening Now and the mission of the church and your purpose there is, as a leader, is taking the vision from me to we. What is your thought on that?
Well, kind of like the song says, I don't need my name in the light. God already chose me. He already adores me, and that's what Gateway wants everyone to feel. And that's what the workshop wants everyone to feel. God chose you. You are who you are. It's not about me trying to convince you of anything. It's not about me trying to teach you anything. God is going to do that. So if I rest in Him and let Him do the speaking to you, then it's now a we, because we're doing this together, and God wants us to love one another and be a we.
Well, it's really about staying focused to his calling. I have a few inspirational quotes I would like to just kind of recite, and maybe you can comment on them. The first one is, it's not what other people believe you can do, it's what you believe. And this is by Gail Devers. Talk to Yourself Like You Would Someone You Love by Burn Brown. This one I really love. Set out each day believing in your dreams. Know without a doubt that you were made for amazing things. And that's by Josh Hens. And if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. That's by Zig Ziglar. Do you have anything to say in reference to those inspirational quotes, add to?
Well, I love the Zig Ziglar one because that reminds me of my college days. He was very popular at the time as an inspirational speaker. I'm trying to remember the one you said just before that. Can you repeat that one again?
Set out each day believing in your dreams. Know without a doubt that you were made for amazing things.
Yeah, that one really, really sets it home. I believe that, at least in my life, if I start out my day not looking up at the clouds and thanking God for what I have because He gave it to me, if I don't do that and I set my day off thinking I'm the one that's going to control everything, He's going to throw me those curveballs to remind me that, hey, Russ, you are not the one in control here. You need to hand it over to me. And once I do that, I'm amazed at how well things come together because I lay it at His feet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Russell, I know we live in a wonderful world. And I have one more tune I would like for the audience to hear. And then when we come back, I would like for you to share with the audience where they can visit Gateway Four Score Church right after this song, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio. Today we have Russell Voigt with us from Gateway Four Square Church, and he would like to share with you in terms of where you can visit them in Salem, Oregon.
Thank you, Gigi. Yeah, we are, if you want to look us up on the internet, we're at Gateway 4, so that's the number 4, gateway4.com. And you can meet some of our people and our visions and things like that that we've been talking about. And we are located in Southeast Salem at 525 Idlewood Drive Southeast.
Well, I would like to thank you, Russell, for being my guest today. And hopefully I will be visiting your church soon. Until
Absolutely.
Then,
we'd love to see you again.
Please tune in to Happy Talk Radio. Thank you so much. This is Gigi Stanley with Happy Talk Radio, who is bringing it home to you coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with you on next Saturday. A quote, do not allow circumstances to frighten you. Do not allow situations to torture you. Look beyond the appearances. Yours will be the unmistakable happiness, and that's by Sir Jim Noy. Thank you for tuning in to Happy Talk Radio.